So beginning by taking your seat. So this is a intentional setting aside the day's activities, the momentum of our lives, and inviting yourself to fully land, to fully embody this moment. Using the body and the posture as an aid to this, noticing the contact on the chair, on the cushion, the floor. And the quality of our brightness, verticality. And openness, receptivity. The posture should be mostly comfortable. So if you're struggling with discomfort or pain, it's good to shift. At the same time, trying to be still and not moving with the normal restlessness, agitation that we carry through the day. And taking a few deeper breaths, releasing tension, and at the same time, waking up the mind. So we're both sitting in repose and balance, and yet fully awake, paying attention to our experience. And for a few minutes, opening to sound. Simply receiving the sound as they arise. What a relief not to have to do anything with the sound, other than simply know it. Even identifying and labeling. We can let this go too. So we listen with an innocence, a beginner's mind. And with this relaxed listening, receiving sounds 360 degrees. Sounds behind, sounds in front, to the sides. Letting sound be a gateway into this present moment. What is happening right now in this experience of hearing, this experience of sound? and this same relationship that we cultivate towards sound. We can transfer that to our body sensations and our breath. Relaxing the need to do anything with a sensation, a breath, just simply resting and knowing, observing, a gentle paying attention to. The slow rhythmic quality of the breath, the inhale and exhale. Watching, observing, again with innocence, with receptivity. As various sensations arise, they too can simply be observed, whether they're pleasant or unpleasant. This is just what's happening in this moment. The relief of not having to do anything with, just simply to know. You may notice, as you simply watch the breath, observe sensations of the body, listening to sound, the mind and body respond. Perhaps there's a growing calmness, a growing settledness. Letting yourself rest in that. Appreciate this steadiness, this unification of the mind. And as thoughts arise, or you find yourself lost in the thought stream, when you realize this, you've already woken back up. You've come out of the daydream. Just gently refocusing on the breath, the body. No need to add any self-judgment. This is very helpful to come back from thought with grace and ease. Without tension. Up to this point in the instructions, we've been reviewing and refining what we've learned so far in the course. Now adding or expanding to another element, still grounded within sensations of the body. Start to notice the subtle qualities of emotionality. As felt in the body. Perhaps there's a sense of settledness and calmness. How this has this emotion of contentment, of a quiet happiness. Noticing how this is felt as a sensation in the body. Is it in the chest or the belly, the face? Not being concerned about the story or the ideas. But instead, noticing the direct experience as reflected in this body and its sensations. Or perhaps there's a quality of dis-ease, agitation. Maybe even fear, irritation. This is all perfectly fine. Noticing how those experiences, those emotions are also reflected in the body. Gently shifting your attention from the normal story, idea, into the felt sense, the pressure, the tightness, the warmth or coolness, curiosity. What is this like as a body experience? In this expansion of the meditation instructions, we're simply now including the emotionality of us as human beings, the subtle qualities of how the body echoes those emotions. This is often very subtle and slight. Easy to overlook. And if there's no apparent emotion, that's perfectly fine. Just relaxing and observing the subtle sensations of this body. The comings and goings, the arising and passing. what is present right now. A sound, a sensation, a breath. And periodically noticing the posture. See if there's any areas of tension that have built up. Inviting those areas to soften and to relax. And if the mind is sleepy, foggy, sitting a little more upright, refreshing the verticality of the posture. And if the body is restless or the mind is very active, emphasizing the out-breath for a few times to help calm and settle. Even opening the eyes for a few moments to reorient to this present moment. Breathing in, breathing out. Resting attention on sensations of this body, including emotion, a sensation of the body. Noticing any impulse to move, to shift the posture. And just observing that a little more closely. If there's tension with the posture, then mindfully, slowly shift. If it's more of an internal agitation, practicing relaxing with, practicing opening to. Perhaps going back to sound for a few moments. And in the final few minutes of this sit, noticing the sense of the whole mind and body. Perhaps it's calmer, more settled, or perhaps not. This is perfectly fine. If there's a calmness, a settledness, allow yourself to deepen into that, to surrender and relax into. And if there's an unsettledness, inviting some level of spaciousness around that itself, some quality of softening with.